Hello and welcome to this NWSL Championship preview show. My name is Kieran Taven. Thank you very much for joining us as always. I'm recording this from Houston, having travelled out for Sunday's game at BBVA Compass Stadium. On Thursday, the media were invited to the home of the Houston Dash for a media day where players from both the Washington Spirit and Western New York Flash were made available. So I managed to catch up with some of those players who are going to feature as part of this show. Myself and Dan Laletta, my colleague from The Equalizer, are going to do a preview show over the weekend. This one is really just to get the views of the players who are going to be involved on Sunday. So at the start of the season, when we did our NWSL preview shows, I spoke to Megan Oyster from The Spirit and Abby Dolkemper from the Western New York Flash. So I thought it would be a nice idea to speak to them again, seeing as they are both going to be featuring on Sunday. So from the Washington Spirit, you will hear from Megan and from teammate Whitney Church. And from the Flash, you will hear from Abby and another Abby in Abby Ertzig. So to start off, we will go with the Washington Spirit. So coming up is Whitney Church and Megan Oyster. So here they are. So I spoke to her at the start of the season for our Washington Spirit preview. I've now got Megan Oyster here in front of me going into a championship game on Sunday. Megan, how are you feeling going into that big game and how has preparation gone this week?
I mean, I'm so excited. I think this is what we all wait for in our careers, these big game moments, big pressure situations. And for us to finally be here, it's just a great feeling. So I think we're all ready and prepared, and we're working really hard to get the last final details together, and so far I think it's been seamless. So we're going to keep preparing and we're just so excited to be here.
What's been the key this year? We, as I said, we spoke at the start of the season. You guys were coming off of two semi-final defeats. How key was it to kind of get over that hurdle and win third time lucky?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that we have so many players on this team that have been in that situation before. So we know what it takes to get over that hump and have been in that situation. So we just fully support each other in those moments, and we were confident and prepared in ourselves. And, you know, all of us came together and we were just ready. We were ready for that moment again, and had moments in the past where we look back and say, no, we can do it this time. We're better this year. We're more experienced. We have those moments under our belt. So to come in again this year in that moment with the semifinal, we just knew what it took and believed fully in each other and our ability. So came to the occasion and just we're so ready to take the title. So
how important has balance been in the team this year? Very strong defensively, and then you've got that forward line that's been pretty prolific as well. How key has that been in terms of trying to bring you through to this final on Sunday?
Yeah, balance is huge. I think on and off the field, we have to continue to support each other. We have so many players on this team who can come together and step up and do their part. And, you know, our back line works really, really hard to, you know, be seamless in the way we train, and because it's constantly rotating. So, you know, yeah, balance is huge. And we fully believe in our forward line, and our back line has done a great job, too. Just every game go in and believe in each other and believe in our team's ability.
You mentioned a lot of players. Ironically, you're sat opposite one of your fellow central defenders, Whitney Church. Now, it could well be that you guys are competing for a position on Sunday. Whitney, I'm going to bring you in.
Okay.
How is the banter in the squad? Because there's a lot of good defenders in your team. One or two of you are going to have to miss out. But has the key thing been whoever plays, you get behind that player and you make sure that everyone is in the right frame of mind for that game on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have 100% confidence in whoever the coaching staff goes with, and we know what we're all capable of, and these players that we have in the back line, we're absolute class. We're really good defenders, and I think it's made the coaching staff's decisions a bit harder this year, and they've done a really good job at picking who goes out there, and I think no matter who they pick, we have 100% confidence in, and we get behind them when we find out. We're all about helping them out in any way that we possibly can.
So you're not going to be trying to get that guaranteed spot by spiking each other's food, right?
No, I don't think we go that far.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
We got lunch next.
I mean, it's a big occasion, isn't it? It's big for this club. I mean, I've just spoke to Joe Lohman. Joe's obviously been in the game for quite a while, and you see a beautiful stadium like BBVA. We're expecting a good crowd as well. There's loads of media here. For you guys, I mean, it must be pretty special.
I think it's unbelievably special. We could not be more excited to be here. Like I said, you know, we wait our whole lives for these kind of moments, and we aren't going to let this one slip by. I think we are so prepared, so, like, just believe so wholeheartedly in each other and are just so excited to step on the field. No matter who it is, we're just going to be there in support of each other because we love this team.
I'll ask you the same question, Whitney.
Yeah, I mean, this club, we've worked so hard this year, and both clubs, and we both deserve to be here, and we're just so excited. This is an opportunity that not everyone gets, and it doesn't always come around every year, and so when it comes around, it's something that you get up for and you're really excited about, and we're just excited to get the game going in on Sunday.
I've got to ask you both as defenders. You know, I mentioned the fact that you guys have good balance, you've got that forward line with a lot of pace. We saw last Sunday how dangerous Western New York had to score four goals away from home at Portland, who had an impeccable defensive record over the course of the season. What's going to be the key to stopping that forward line? Megan, I'll ask you first.
Yeah. Well, we know that Lynn is extremely fast. She gets the ball in behind and she takes off. So I think a key thing for us is just having cover and reading the situation. So we're just going to make sure we stick to what we know. And I think Whit said this before, just, you know, believing in ourselves and then sticking to what we know. It's a key. It's just playing our game and not really focusing on too much of what they do, because, I mean, as a back line, we just do our role and do our job and we'll be fine. So that's important. And then winning head balls and getting behind the ball. So Jess is a really strong forward as well, and she's a big body up there that can you know, get up for a header. So we're going to have to be strong and sturdy and cover their speed and match their pace. But luckily enough, you know, we have forwards that we practice against every single day. Crystal Dunn to defend her. It's similar to a fast forward like Lynn. So I think we're extremely prepared and ready for their forward line.
Well, Whitney's been grabbed by another journalist, so I'm going to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of UCLA Bruins in this game. I think it's 6 or 7, possibly. I think I saw someone tweet out over the last few days. How much are you looking forward to coming up against the likes of Abby and Sam? Because it's, I guess for you, it's not just a case of obviously you want to win the game, but it's special because it shows how good that team really was, that UCLA team. We all know about the quality that was within it, but to have so many players from that team competing on Sunday, that must be pretty special for you as well. How much are you looking forward to it?
I mean, that just adds to the excitement going into Sunday. We have talked and been in moments with those girls over the years and have had so many experiences with them. So to add another one, something that we've all talked about together and dreamed about together and just envisioned, talking about our future with the professional league and the hopes of making it to a championship. And I know Caitlin won one last year, so we were also happy for her when she won with Kansas City. But, you know, to have an opportunity to have us all on the field for a moment that we've dreamed about together is something super special. So I'm so proud of those girls and all their hard work, because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen, you know, Sam take extra shots after practice, and she just scored one against Portland, a shot that I've seen her take 1,000 times. And couldn't be happier for her and for Abby and Caitlin and Taylor.
You've been messaging them some abuse over the course of the week, right?
Yeah, I mean, the banter has started already, that's for sure. But we're super competitive, all of us, so I know that, like, right now it's already starting where we're just like, we're with the spirit, you're on the flash, like, it's done, like, let's go. Like,
friendship's over for nine for the next few days.
Friendship's over for the week. But yeah, it's awesome to have them on the and share the field with them.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSOZone.
So big thanks there to Megan and Whitney. I will move swiftly on to the Western New York Flash. As I said, no chit-chat from me on this occasion. And as I said, it's the two Abbeys from the Western New York Flash, Abby Ertzig and Abby Dolkemper, who, as I said, we spoke to at the start of the season. So they gave us their take on Sunday's final. So here they are. First, Abby, we spoke at the start of the season. When we spoke, there weren't really any kind of goals set for you guys. So you kind of went into the season
with a bit of a clean slate with a new manager and a lot of new players, when Paul Riley said to you, don't mention the word playoffs, we have no goals, what was that like and how, what was the reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I think, looking back at it now, it's obviously definitely worked and helped us. Like we said before, we just tried to focus on taking it one game at a time and just doing the job at hand and what was in front of us, and that's definitely helped and worked out.
Abby, you've played a slightly different role to what you're used to with New Zealand. Paul mentioned it just to me a minute ago.
Yeah.
You play centre-back for your country, but you've played more of a holding mid role this year. How much have you enjoyed that, and how much adapting have you had to have?
I don't know if enjoyed being the right word. It's definitely been a big change. And I've said previously that I've had to adapt my game a little bit, obviously going from centre-back to having space and no one behind you to being in midfield and doing probably 10 times more running and having people everywhere. It's been quite difficult. And having played centre-back for pretty much my entire life, it is a big change. But I think we had a strong defense anyway, so it was kind of an opportunity for Paul to move someone up who he thought could perhaps do a job for us, you know, be a bit of an anchor in the midfield, and that's basically all he wanted me to do all season, so I did as best I could. And I think it's helped me develop my game a little bit. I've obviously had to speed up my touches and, you know, making sure I'm more aware and knowing what's going on, so I think it's been really good for me, and, you know, hopefully I can take it into my national team as well.
The two semi-finals last week, both incredible matches. Yours was, from a neutral and a media perspective, was unbelievable. Game of the season, without a question. First question is, what was it like to be involved in? But number two, now that you've got to the final, we saw your attacking qualities, but we know that the Washington Spirit have plenty of attacking quality themselves. What do you guys have to do to try and nullify that threat that they've got so that you can come out on top? And Abby, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, the game was hard. It was long. Me and Sam were talking after. It felt like it was 5 hours long, like with the overtime and everything. But, I mean, we battled. We grinded it out, and it was great. And definitely, I mean, for the finals, Washington's a great team. And, I mean, they've made it this far. And they're a possession-style team with obviously very dangerous offensive threats with Crystal Dunn and Williams and whatnot. So if we can take them out of their rhythm of their possession and limit Crystal Dunn's chances, I think that we'll definitely be successful in this game.
Abby, same question to you.
Yeah, the past game was definitely long. It was a lot longer than what we used, and I think it's taken probably a bit longer to recover as well, just, you know, the duration of the game we probably didn't expect. We were hoping to kind of wrap it up within 90 minutes. I think both teams were trying to wrap it up in 90 minutes. But, you know, that's what happens when you get two quality teams together and they're in a semi-final playoff. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to find different ways to break each other down. Obviously, we played them two times before in the season, so we knew everything about each other. It was just a matter of who was going to come over, who had the best attack and the most solid defense, and it happened to be us on the day, so obviously we're really thankful for that. And then obviously playing Washington, they do have threats just as much as we do. Same thing, we've played them a couple of times throughout the season as well, so it's going to be a matter of what can we do perhaps a little bit differently on the day. I think we've worked a lot on our defense in the past, or sort of in the closing stage of the season, so I think that'll be the defining factor in the game. Obviously both attacks are very, very dangerous. They've got Crystal Dunn, we've got Lynn Williams to match. So I think if our defense can hold it together and keep us in good shape, we'll be looking good.
I spoke to your former UCLA teammate Megan Oyster a little bit earlier. I asked her about how much abuse you guys have been throwing each other and banter. Who have you managed to? She didn't actually give much away, but has that banter and abuse been thrown around?
Actually not. I was telling someone earlier, we have not spoken very much.
Is that deliberate?
I mean, I think it's competitiveness coming out. I mean, it's going to be business on the field, but it'll be nice to see them after all this is done.
But it must be nice. I mean, I asked her the same question. There's, I think, 6 or 7 players from that UCLA Bruins team that you were a member of. Obviously, so you play with Sam and a few others, and there's obviously players on the Spirit team as well. That's an indication of, number one, how good that UCLA team was, but number two, the quality that has come into the NWSL and have managed to make a name for themselves as well.
Yeah, no, it's exciting, and it's always nice, a little piece of home, like seeing fellow Bruins on the field and on other teams making a difference and really playing well. So Bruins for life, baby.
And I've got to ask you very quickly, and I'm sure the other media have asked you as well. This morning it was announced that you have got a call up to the US Women's National Team. Tell me how proud you are of that, and when did you find out, and what was your reaction when you found out?
Yeah, really, really excited for the great opportunity ahead, and I found out about a week and a half ago, so yeah, so I mean, it's exciting, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity, and excited for camp.
How did you find out? We've had Keely Ojai come over about half an hour ago and speak about her call. I've said she cried when she found out, told her family, and then they cried.
Yeah, no, I definitely told family right away, but I think I just like went through shock and was just so excited. I couldn't stop like grinning and smiling, and so I'm just very, very thankful.
Abby, as one of the more experienced players in the team, I'm not saying you're old, I'm old, you're not old.
Older.
One of the older members of the team. How has it been kind of seeing players like Abby and Sam and Lynn Williams develop over the course of the season? How much of a pleasure has it been to maybe be that leader to try and help guide them?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, the start of the season was kind of like we said, we had no expectations on what we were going to achieve and how we were going to go. And obviously coming in, I didn't know many of the players. So it's just more of been the learning phase for me as well. You know, the likes of Ab and Lynn and playing along Sam as well has been really good for me and good for my game. But to see them develop throughout the season has been great. Obviously from the season before, the placing didn't have a lot of confidence in the group, and it was a bit of a job to kind of build that confidence. And I think heading into the first game, we got a good result against Kansas, and I think that was the stepping stone for us, and that was the springboard for most of the players to work on what they needed to work on. You know, Lynn Williams obviously getting the golden boot and working on that, and Ab, you know, getting us clean sheets when we need clean sheets and pulling up with those big games. So it's been really good to see them develop, and obviously getting the call up to the national team as well has been, you know, that's going to be a huge honour for them, and, you know, kudos to them. Obviously the media don't see how hard they work behind the scenes and coming in, doing all the running with us and, you know, working on the things that they need to work on. So it's been cool, and, you know, it's been cool to be a part of it as well.
What's been the key is probably a question for both of you, but it was a difficult year last year. What was the key, and what did Paul Riley do to kind of instill that confidence into you that's allowed you to kind of get to this championship run?
Yeah, I mean, so in the beginning of the season, we like came up with the mantra, and it was move the boulder, and that's like essentially just like grinding and trying to just like work so hard and just focus on the task at hand. And we knew it was going to be difficult, and like you said, I mean, we didn't really have any set in stone goals, like we need to make the playoffs come the first game of the season, but just throughout it all, like I said, it was just one game at a time, and just trying to work really hard, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and but like Ab said, like behind the scenes, like we've put in so many miles on the field and practices and weight room and fitness and whatnot, and it feels good that it's paying off and we're here at the finals.
Abby, same question to you.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's. There's not a lot to elaborate on from what Ab said. It's been a hell of a season. But I think what Paul did heading in was that he kind of saw this puzzle that he had to put together, and he kind of placed people where they needed to be, and instilled this confidence in the group that just. It was contagious. You know, he really believed in us from the word go, and he hasn't really faltered on that since. And I think it took probably a couple of games for us to develop that confidence within ourselves and within each other. But I think once it was instilled in us, it was pretty hard to shatter, and it's just grown since then. So I think he really developed this teamness about us, this togetherness that I think has really brought us through, especially in a couple of the tough games that we've had throughout the season. And I you know, a lot of credit to Paul for doing that, because it is hard to bring a group together that perhaps your confidence wasn't so high. And, you know, obviously I'd been traded from Chicago, so again, my confidence wouldn't have been as high as well. So I think he's done a really good job with that. You know, I think that's pretty much what's carried us through. Obviously, we've got good ability throughout the group. We probably don't have the best players in terms of talent, in terms of technical ability, but I think he's just placed us together well, and it's earned us obviously a spot in the final.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So big thanks there to the two Abbeys. Very insightful from all four players, I think, from Thursday's media day. As I said, Dan Laletta and myself will do a preview and give our insight into the game on Sunday over the weekend. So thank you very much to the players that featured on this show, and thanks to those players who were available on Thursday, spoke very professionally and were very laid back as well. Make sure that you're tuning into the Equalizers website. There is plenty of content going up over the next few days, but as I said, Dan Laletta and myself will bring you a preview show over the weekend. So until then, take care of yourselves and bye-bye.